International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, October 2024. Week 8. Day 6. Outline. Roman number 2. The Heavenly King sent His disciples with His authority to disciple all the nations, making them the kingdom people for the establishing of His kingdom, which is the Church today on this earth. Capital A. To disciple the nations is to baptize them into the death of Christ, into Christ Himself, into the triune God, and into the body of Christ. Number 1. The water, signifying the death of Christ with His burial, may be considered a tomb in which the baptized one's old history is ended. Number 2. Since the death of Christ is included in Christ, and since Christ is the very embodiment of the triune God and the triune God is one with the body of Christ, to baptize new believers is to terminate their old life and to germinate them with new life, the eternal life of the triune God, for the body of Christ. This is to baptize people out of their life into the body life for the kingdom of the heavens. Capital B. To disciple the nations is to teach them the divine truths in the divine and mystical realms so that they may learn Christ as the reality is in Jesus. Number 1. We are being discipled from being a natural man to being a God-man, living the divine life by denying our natural life according to the model of Christ as the first God-man. Number 2. All the divine and mystical teachings of Christ are not only His unveiling and enlightening but also His nourishing to us for our growth and maturity in His divine life so that the eternal economy of God may be consummated through us. This is the end of today's outline.